This is a podcast from the BBC Radio 1.
Oh, hi, how's it going? This is the Breakfast Show for All Freshers with Scott and Chris on BBC Radio 1. It's our last one of the week, you right?
Yeah, I'm really, really good. I'm having a lovely time with you. Feel like we're bonding.
We are, well.
In several different weird scenarios. That makes it sound like we've never bonded before. No, I just mean it's like we're spending lots of quality time together at the moment.
I've
enjoying
known you years.
It. Yeah, I know. Do you know what it is? Like, occasionally we get these little opportunities just to go back to, like, how it was at the beginning.
Yeah.
Before you met someone.
Right.
Before I met someone.
Uh-huh. I understand what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Like the old days, isn't it?
Bit like the old days.
Lads on tour. So we have had a great time. After the show yesterday, we went to the University of Liverpool and we did a student radio show with a girl called Molly Moe and her student radio mates, and they were super excited. Really nice to meet them.
Yeah, they did really, really well as well.
Sorry we were late. There's loads of traffic. And then this morning, we did a talk at the University of Manchester. It was me, Chris and Greg James about getting into radio, and Radio 1's relatable personalities and how we normalise celebrities on the radio.
And, and also, just I think for people there, it was quite cool because they could just drop in, and if you're a fan of Radio 1, just hear like how we go about doing what we do, making the show, if we actually get on, all of this sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah, so we met loads of good people who wanted to get into radio. It was actually quite well attended. I was quite surprised.
It was, but did you get the impression there was a lot of people there that I think have gone and enjoyed last night and it was just somewhere warm to go?
Right, yeah, maybe, yeah. What happens on a Wednesday night at Freshers? Because we saw some right characters walking around this morning.
You don't know about this, do you? So Wednesday night is generally AU nights around the UK. So AU nights are like the sports nights at uni. So Thursday morning was always notoriously sort of difficult.
Why do they feel so bad after playing sport?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They do all the sport and then they go out and celebrate. And I guess in Freshers Week, it's a lot of the kind of joining sports teams and things like that. Oh, I'm telling you, loads of people would have been out last night, despite the fact it's midweek.
Yeah, let us know, actually. If you are listening to Radio 1 now, and we are your breakfast show, if you're a fresher, let us know on 81199 where you went, how you're feeling, etc. That would explain why so many people were walking around looking a little bit confused today.
Yes.
Let's talk about the guy next to the bus. So for some reason, a massive bus is driving around loads of campuses at uni with all the Radio 1 DJs' faces on. It's a big coach.
Yeah.
We were on it last night.
Yes.
From Liverpool to Manchester. So we've got massive faces on the side. There's Grimmy on there, Greg, Charlie, Annie, me, Chris, Clara, all the lineup, right? And there was a guy that wanted a picture in front of the bus earlier.
And we took the picture.
Yeah, he's like, can you take a picture of me? Not realising that our faces were on it. For a good 5 minutes, he was just there, kind of like trying to work out. He's like,
It was amazing because we obviously took a picture of him in front of the bus and the pictures, but then he looked at this picture, then looked at us, then looked at the picture. It was wonderful watching his mind try and work it all out.
He could not work it out. And then he was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. That's you two, isn't it? We were like, yeah, welcome along.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Harry, who says you're right. Thursdays at Harper Adams are a total write-off. Hello, Molly and Sherry from Devon, who travelled to Gloucester for Freshers Night Out last night in Cheltenham. Moo-moos.
This is a great question, Scott. Jamie mowing lawns in Solihull says, did they have your face normal size in the bus? Because obviously that would have been proper moon face. It would have been massive compared to everyone else.
Right, I don't have a moon face anymore.
It's true, you have proper thinned down on that front.
Thank you. But it's almost chiselled.
Are you happy with the picture on the bus?
No, it looks like I've let out a little fart.
It's a weird face, isn't it?
It's a very strange... If you get a chance to have a look, just look, Radio 1 bus, and it's like I've just done a little... That's a little one.
Scott Mills.
Don't know their name. This person went out last night in Manchester and on Deansgate Locks, and it was like sardines in a tin. It was that busy. Ho! Sardines, are they still on?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Didn't realise they were a thing anymore.
I would have thought that's the kind of thing you're well into as well. Like some sort of sardine diet.
I have
sort of imagine you doing it.
I have done a fish diet before, yeah. How attractive. Lee and Devon reminded me that I did promise a Christmas song today. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I did as well.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Our Reese from Kent is having a terrible day. When your favourite pizza place stops doing double decadence crust.
Oh, no.
Gutted it's gone.
No.
He's heartbroken. I hate when they discontinue things that I like, especially food.
can't bear.
Scott Mills.
Joanne says the same pizza place stopped the meltdown and she was absolutely gutted. Why do they have to do it?
I reckon there's more of these. I'm trying to think of something that's happened to me where they've just cancelled it. It's annoying.
Someone says, double decadence gone, life ruined. It's like Mark, you know the supermarket that rhymes with Weisland? When they discontinued the chicken tikka lasagna that he loved so dearly, he was gutted. I'm not going to lie, Mark, that sounds absolutely disgusting.
No, but if it's your thing, it's your thing. I'm fairly certain there was a stage where the boneless banquet for one was stopped. And I hated that because it really had to switch up my routine.
Absolutely ridiculous. I don't know why they have to do it. Like, why did they stop in the chicken place? Why did they stop the supercharger? I will never know. Right, we need to lower our voice for this next bit, okay?
Oh, really?
Courtney?
Hello?
You're right.
Just really tired.
Oh, dear. Well, do we need to talk really quietly to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, what's been going on to make you tired?
I think I've got a bit of freshness flu going on.
Oh, are you fresher, are you?
Yeah.
You were out last night?
Yeah.
And the night before?
Yep.
And the night before?
Yeah.
And the night before?
Yeah.
And the night before?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, what was last night?
Silent disco.
Oh, silent disco. Mm.
What time are you getting up, on average?
I'll sort of wake up at, like, 11 and then put work to sleep till, like, 3.
Yeah.
I know. And
been to a uni yet at all?
I went on Monday to enrol, but that was it.
Yeah. You do sound pretty rough.
Yeah, I feel it.
But that's going to happen.
You sound so on the edge right now. Like, you've mustered up enough energy to speak to us, but that's about it.
Yeah, I'm still in bed right now.
So. What's the plan later? Are you going to stay in?
I don't know. I've got a wristband to go to Manchester, but I don't know.
She's got a wristband, Scott.
Right, she's going.
So, what you're doing is just trying to recover right now, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because you're so on the edge, do you think if I played you some sad stuff, you probably would flip?
I don't know.
I think she sounds like she's right on the line, Scott. Mm. Like, it would just the wrong thing that she would hear.
Like, do you remember when Mufasa died?
Oh, Mufasa.
Long live the king.
Oh, it's so sad. Courtney?
Yeah?
You right?
Sound fine.
Oh, nothing.
That hasn't got there. What else have we got in the tank?
What about when Ian from Bake Off threw his cake in the bin? That was sad.
Why would you take ice cream out of the freezer?
Okay, all right, so let's think about how we're going to present that. That's not okay.
I got a throwing suggestion.
Oh! No, go!
Oh, it was awful, wasn't it, Courtney?
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Yeah.
Not crying, though, I see.
No. Well, that wasn't the entire aim.
Oh, dear.
Right, Courtney, should I just leave you alone?
Yeah, if you could.
All right.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Chris in Sussex, he says, oh, wow, I have just switched on Radio 1. That's hysterical. Courtney, please stay in tonight. Never mind the wristband, there'll be other times. Don't let the wristband rule you. Speaking from experience.
But if you've got the wristband, you kind of got to, haven't
it's
you?
It's just so tempting, isn't it?
Be a wasted opportunity.
But she does sound like
she just sounds
needs
rough.
To stay in. Someone says, can you please call Fresher Girl again tomorrow? I'm fully lolling in my dispensary. Everyone that walks past thinks I'm nuts. I've been there. I feel her pain. That is Leanne dispensing in her pharmacy. We're getting a lot of messages about Courtney, actually.
Mm.
And then a lot of messages from people going, can you, like, not just play Mufasa dying and not warn us, please? Like, Ivy, he's feeling, like, a little bit worse for wear. Not because Fresher's. She's just got a cold. She's like... Mills, do not need to hear Mufasa dying when I'm dosed up on Lemsip trying to write my personal statement for UCAS. Thanks very much. Now bawling about Lion King.
Scott Mills.
Shout out to Scott who says, hang on a minute. I've been listening with half an ear while I clean my trainers. I'm potentially about to have a breakdown. Are they really stopping double decadence? It's just a rumour, Scott. Don't have a breakdown just yet. The company concerned haven't contacted us as yet.
Radio 1.
Why do they discontinue food? Is it because it's not popular?
It must be. Yeah, because if they were selling enough, they would keep it going, right?
Well, that's stupid. The McRib, that's off. Big breakfast bun, gone. Mockers at the same place, all off. Honey Roast Crunchy Peanut Butter. David wants to know where that is. And Worcester Sauce Twiglets, where are you?
Scott Mills.
Earlier, we spoke to Courtney, the fresher. She was in a pretty bad way. Courtney.
Hello.
You're right.
Just really tired.
Oh, dear. No. Do we need to talk really quietly to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, what's been going on to make you tired?
I think I've got a bit of freshness flu going on.
Oh, are you fresher, are you?
Yeah.
You were out last night?
Yeah.
And the night before?
Yep.
And the night before?
Yeah.
And the night before?
Yeah.
And the night before?
I think so, yeah.
So many people are messaging in now that can relate. Either they are students right this moment or they feel the pain of the past.
Yes.
They've all been in there, in that situation. Chloe, you reached a low point before, didn't you?
I reached rock bottom.
A what?
I reached rock bottom.
Tell me.
Well, I think I was knee-deep in my dissertation and there was nothing else in the house, so I put eggs and couscous together to make a couscous omelette.
Oh, that is bad times.
Oh, that's dry.
But it was terrible.
Is that all you had?
But literally, it was that or Nutella in egg, and I couldn't face that.
Yeah, Chris, you had some nightmares, didn't you?
Oh, definitely. It's all lessons that you learn.
Yeah.
I mean, a couscous omelette is one thing. I had a situation where I thought I could make really quick pasta by not boiling the water, but just putting the pasta straight in the kettle. Because, you know, normally you put the water in the kettle, put the kettle in the pan, put the pasta in the kettle, turned it on, and it made this really high-pitched squeaking noise, and then the kettle stopped working.
Awesome.
The other one I did was speedy cheese on toast. Now, listen here, everyone. This is dangerous, so don't do it. But I thought, rather than putting the cheese on the toast and then putting it under the grill, I thought use the toaster as a grill by turning it on its side.
No.
And then
really bad.
Actually, there was some sort of logic in there. Put the cheese on the bread and then put the toaster inside, went in, and this flame just went up and our halls got evacuated.
Oh, excellent. Well done. I bet you're well popular.
So listen, it's a lesson learned for you all. Don't do that.
Or couscous omelettes. Disgusting. Also, what was the pellets you used to buy?
Yeah, well, this was when I was really learning to cook. I got going by this stage. So I'd learned how to do pasta. And I thought, oh, it'd be nice to put some sort of like topping on it. And I realised that you could buy a kilogram of mutton pellets, which were straight to pan from frozen, and they cost about £1.
Just that they were called pellets. Or were they just like little pellets?
Little pellets. You put them on the pasta, loads of cheese.
Lush. Tasted fine?
Tasted all right. Tastes
very cheap. Mystery meat.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Sam, who says, I absolutely love Chris, but how he's managed to stay alive for this long is beyond me.
Well, no, listen, we all learn from these mistakes, don't we? All of
us.
Oh, come on, you're an awful cook.
I've got better.
You have got better, but you used to be the worst.
Did you hear my IGN then?
The rare time that you would cook
involved
putting salmon in the dishwasher. That's how you used to do it. It was the only thing you'd cook.
I know. It did taste good, though. Salmon and dishwasher, try it. I think they did it on This Morning recently. It can be done. Any fish, actually.
Mm.
Steaming it, aren't you? Richard's been in touch, and Guys, I've got some terrible news. This is a dark day for our nation. That pizza company that we mentioned did tweet 22 hours ago that the double decadence is no longer. It's been discontinued. So just a moment's silence, please. Thank you.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Stephen.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, in Aberdeen, is it?
I'm currently just near Elgin. I'm going to Inverness.
Okay, what's happening there?
I need to pick my auntie up because I'm going to Iceland tomorrow.
Oh, wicked. You'll have such a good time. It's so amazing.
I can't wait.
Well, I assume you're going with your auntie then.
Yeah, with a few of my family. It was my birthday yesterday, so we're all going away on a trip.
Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. So when you and your auntie go out, do you take part in the thunderclap, you know, from the football?
Well, I've never really went out with my auntie before, but I'm sure we'll give it a try tomorrow.
We used to love doing that, Scott, didn't we?
So good.
Why haven't we not tried to get a whole club doing that? That'd be wicked.
So that was the Iceland team in the World Cup, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what they would do is, like, one person would stand at the front and just clap their hands above their head like that.
Hoo!
And go, whoa. Oh, yeah, do you remember you sent me to different places to try and start it? Like outside a pub and in the canteen.
Yeah, it was good.
It was epic.
I was in Aberdeen a couple of weeks ago. I loved it.
Yeah, Aberdeen's amazing. I've seen you up in Aberdeen before.
Yeah. Although I was slightly scared. I was staying right opposite the train station, and after a certain time of night, no trains appear on the board, not even to Inverness. And you're like,
oh, no.
I couldn't escape here if I wanted to.
You said this to me. You said this to me the other night, right? And I thought this was the weirdest thing. It's so odd you're saying this now, because you do know, like, trains stop running at some point. It doesn't... What do you mean about being trapped? Like, this happens anywhere you go.
I just felt like I was on the east coast of Scotland and couldn't go anywhere else.
Do you know
what
he said to me, Stephen? He was like, thing is, Chris, if I wanted to leave, I couldn't.
I didn't.
What are you on about?
No, I totally agree. I didn't want to leave, but it was just the idea that I couldn't was freaking me out. Nothing on the board then. Nothing on the train board until the next morning.
You're a weirdo.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Stephen. Yeah. I heard the meh from here. Usher, the DJ's got us falling in love. Okay, that's my choice. You don't seem impressed, overly impressed there, Stephen.
Yeah. Okay. See what Chris has got.
Bit forced fun for you, Stephen, as well, right? I hear.
Yeah.
All right, you can have my banger choice, though, which is this.
What's the noise for this one, Stephen?
It's a bit like, what? No, I thought it was more intriguing. Like,
What is this?
Outcast, The Way You Move, Feet, Sleepy Brown.
There's a lot better Outcast songs, but.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, but sometimes you got to switch it up a bit, haven't you?
I think we need to stop doing this feature. I'm just so bad at it. Just so bad at it.
No, listen, Stephen, I'll level with you. You haven't got the best two options that's ever been selected, but those are the cards you've been dealt.
Yeah. Well, I suppose.
What are you going to go for?
You really need to win, don't you?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
No, it's a competition. You choose who you want, Stephen.
Well, unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
All right, then.
Sorry.
Hello, this is Greg James from Radio 1 Breakfast. Radio 1 Breakfast. This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense from The Breakfast Show. Literally nonsensical.
I went down to the ferry to check it out and there it was, a pasty come across the water.
Gemma, you're on with Calvin!
Hi! I'm so excited. I'm, about to let myself in work.
Greg James. If it sounds like your thing, then download and subscribe now from the new BBC Sounds app or from wherever you found this podcast.
Outcast, The Way You Move wins today's bangers.
Rightly so, I think. I thought Stephen was a little ungrateful there. I thought that was a tune. Chris and Daz have messaged saying takes them right back to serving in Iraq and playing Tiger Woods golf on the way station. Great choice. I agree.
Absolutely zero people say they would have gone for me today. I've lost my touch. More bangers on Monday.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Molly Moe.
Good afternoon, Scott Mills.
Now, we did a show with you yesterday on the student radio at the University of Liverpool, didn't we?
Yeah, LS Radio.
So that's the station you normally do a show on, and we came to do the show with you after this show yesterday. Did you love it?
I absolutely loved it. It was the best. I can't even explain how great yesterday was. It was the best day ever.
Aww. We really enjoyed ourselves, you know.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
Also, I saw that after we'd done the show together, is it your lecturer tweeted?
My lecturer of my module that starts next week. I'm doing a politics broadcasting radio module starting next week, and he tweeted me and was like, someone set the bar really high.
Yes, aww. Star pupil.
I know.
And then I saw you reply back, thanks, Stuart, can't wait to start next week.
I know, I'm such a nerd.
Love.
It's weird you can call lecturers by their first name, but you can't do that with teachers, isn't it?
Yeah, that is odd, isn't
it?
Cheers, Stuart.
You'd never do it with a teacher, would you?
Well, depending on how close I was with the teacher.
Were you nervous? Okay, good. Okay. Were you nervous yesterday? Because we were quite nice, were we?
Yeah, you guys were so lovely yesterday. You made me feel so comfortable. I was super, super nervous. And then as soon as you came in, it kind of took all my nerves away straight away.
Yeah, you really relaxed. And were you impressed with like how early we were for the show?
Yeah, that I have to say, Radio 1, the professionalism of how on time you were was great.
Yeah, half an hour late.
Half an hour.
It was Liverpool traffic, babes.
I know.
All right, see you soon. Love you, Molly Mo.
Scott Mills.
Let's take another call. Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
It's Emma. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm good, Emma. How can I help you?
I'm wondering if today might please be the day that you please play a Christmas song, because we're all wearing our Christmas jumpers and our Christmas socks and we've got mince pies waiting, and please play a Christmas song.
Oh, it's you again.
Oh, what?
It's me again. We need to start Christmas.
You really are keen.
You're so ready to go, aren't you?
We're completely ready to go right now.
You just need that word, don't you? You just need that song.
Are you actually wearing Christmas outfits?
Yeah, we're all wearing Christmas jumpers and Christmas socks and Dee Dee Boppers.
Can I just say,
who keeps letting you through?
I know. Emma, when we mentioned about playing a Christmas song earlier, it wasn't positive on the text, I've got to be honest.
It wasn't, but no. I don't understand what we're going through here.
Why are you so keen for Christmas? What's wrong with you?
I love my own business, and we're really, really busy at Christmas, and we spend 15 hours a day for 28 days working really hard, so we don't get to enjoy Christmas when it is Christmas.
But Emma, you know, I always start Christmas on Radio 1. I am keen.
You need to start it now. The mince pies need to happen, man.
But at the moment, people, they're just not ready for it. I'm just, like, getting loads of messages going, no, no.
But they need to feel sorry for me, because I can't enjoy Christmas when it is Christmas. I have to enjoy it now. Plus, God, we've made you a Christmas present, so if you want it, you've got to play a Christmas song for us.
Oh, yes.
All right, so this is just straight up bribery now.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, well, why not? It's BBC, innit?
Call me back on Monday.
No, I can't wait till Monday. The mince pies are going to go out of date.
Speak to you Monday.
Scott Mills.
Remember earlier in the week, we were talking about when you have basically done it with an artist while they're on stage, with your eyes. You always see it at gigs, don't you? People really staring in a special way at their favourite pop star.
Yeah, it's like an intense connection that you get with them, just through the eyes, though.
Eleni in Bournemouth emailed me going, I listened to the podcast on Monday, made me realise that I am a little bit promiscuous when it comes to eye snacks at concerts. Not to brag, but I've engaged in The Eyes with Three Quarters of McFly, Professor Green and Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy. Now remember, we spoke to a guy called Adam who is actually going to see 50 Cent tonight. That is this evening, and he's going to try and do The Eyes with 50 Cent. We'll have him on the show to see how it went on Monday.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1, and join me for the official chart tomorrow from 4 on BBC Radio 1.